Welcome to Zion on the Vase. We're going to be talking to you in the next part of the sugya about Kolam Gochis Mavochis Oivras Yotzon. We just get where the shiz Refush Lema Chana Rus Paskolda. She should have Refush Lema, make sure parents his wife. She should be well. Operation should be successful. So yesterday we were learning about the brachas of the mitzvah of doing brachas over the yotzon. Over, we said, is an expression for before you're doing it, immediately before you're doing it, and that's why it doesn't say koidim. Koidim could mean a couple of minutes beforehand. Over means immediately beforehand. So it's what says, and Chasam Sefer points this out as well. The result says, hey, you see, I'm not allowed to talk between doing the bracha and doing the mitzvah. Saying the bracha and doing the mitzvah. Because it's not going to be over the yotzon. I'll be a bit of a break in between. Very good. So let's start again at the beginning of the Gemara. Minolam. The Kol Alma is just the line beforehand. Remember, it was line 22. The Kol Alma Mia, Mikara, Beinu, Livruchi. Both the Papa and the Papi agree they have to make the bracha before you start. Menalon, what's it based on? I'm Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel says, Kol HaMitzvos, Mevav Halem, Oivras Yotzon. All mitzvahs you have to do before, you have to make the bracha before, immediately before you perform the mitzvah. Yesterday we explained, Kol HaMitzvos is coming to exclude Birchas HaShlach. Birchas HaShlach, we saw, we explained to say that you don't need to do it before, you can do it afterwards. But mitzvahs have to be done beforehand. And so Chasam Sefer says, why say kol hamitzvahs? Why kol hamitzvahs? Why don't you say mitzvahs? What's kol? What's it coming to include? So they see this, but it's okay. It's Chanukah after all. He says that the Be'etzim is more down, that the reason why we make brachas before doing the mitzvah is as a chana for the mitzvah. Is to bring kedusha to the mitzvah. Us making a bracha beforehand, we're preparing ourselves for the mitzvah, and that brings a certain level of kedusha to the mitzvah. He said, you might have thought, therefore, it's only regarding mitzvahs which are in order to bring kedusha. Most of our mitzvahs, like say, putting on tefillin, sitzes. Those are yoni kedusha, so maybe you have to prepare yourself beforehand, you have to make a bracha beforehand. But what about, says the Chasam Sefer, things which are there just to take away problems. There's even Mila. Mila is there to remove the Ola. It's to remove a Baya. So you might have thought that such a thing, you don't need to be making yourself beforehand. He gives a few examples of these type of mitzvahs which are there really to get rid of a chisara. Mashalon Shmuel, Mashalon Agamara Shmuel, said no. You have to all mitzvahs. Even mitzvahs which are there just to remove the impediment, but not to bring kedusha, even though you have to make a bracha beforehand.
Did you say that Ramah says on a makkah you don't? That the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah don't have a bracha for makkah?
Why did I say such a thing?
Yeah, you said that there's no bracha, they're not going for bracha for makkah because it's only preventative. And maybe they don't like the Chasam Sefer. I've said the Rambam says that there is a bracha for Makkah, but he said the Shulchan Aruch says that there isn't. Like it leaves it blank. I think that's what I have on the chart that you said.
That's what we have written down on our chart.
And that's what I wrote down on the chart.
The same thing clearly.
I wrote down not mentioned at all because it's only preventative.
I have to check up afterwards. But, I don't know. I have to check up afterwards. I don't remember that. But
are there any exceptions to that?
Not exactly the same.
Mina's
not preventative. Sorry, Bernard, what are you saying?
Are there any mitzvahs that you don't make the bracha beforehand?
Some mitzvahs you don't make the bracha beforehand. Tefillah, it's Yitzhak Dayan. Definitely are mitzvahs you don't make a bracha beforehand, but each one's got a reason for it.
Whether those are necessarily are considered the actual tefillah is a mitzvah.
The reason why you don't make a bracha beforehand, we'll see you soon.
Right.
Because of
if there are mitzvahs,
everyone's got a reason.
Yeah, if there are mitzvahs that are exceptions, then the notion of kol is seems to be funny.
It's definitely coming to tell us something. You're quite right. Moshe, you're right. It doesn't bring in Shulchan Aruch halacha about making a bracha. That's what we suggested because it's only that it's preventative. But it's not exactly the same. Putting up a wall to stop you from falling off is to prevent damage. But cutting off the mila is not to prevent damage. But it's a mitzvah which you have to do. But it's not a mitzvah to the Chazon Sefer, which is there to bring in Gezusha, but rather to remove a chesar. Okay, so that was the Chazon Sefer's chesar in Kol. But I was right. When the Yudam Ashur says Kol HaMitzvah, Mevachan HaMevel HaSiyotin, there are exceptions. The Kol is not absolute, but like with every rule, everyone has certain exceptions. Okay, so yesterday we saw the Sukkah in my mashma with the high evolution of Gumiyu. Where do we see in this pasuk that Uyva means to be immediately in front? Amevach v'yitzel amekrova yoret achimad hakika. Vayavah is a koshi, you ever took the koshi, so you see that it means to move in front of him. To being in front of them. And Rabbi Yama Mahokhavu Obali Tneim, this is Dalfik Pasha, that Yaakov Avinu went in front 2 weeks later, went in front of his entourage, his family, and he went in front of them. So you see, Obal means to be in front of them. He writes in Mahokhavu, Vayav Malkam Tneim Hashem Bereshu. Okay. Be'rav Omri, here's the exception now. Be'rav Omri. Be'rav says, Chut minatvile v'shoifo. You have to make brachas over tzeltan, with the exception of tvila and shoifo. Shoifo you make a bracha after you've already blown. Peter Gemara, bishloim minatvile. Over what I can understand tvila, that kati gavra loichozo. The person was unable to make a bracha beforehand. Since he couldn't make a bracha beforehand, he makes a bracha afterwards. And a shofar my time, a shofar, why make a bracha on shofar afterwards? Why don't you make a bracha beforehand? He tema, maybe I'll say, we're worried that the tkiah won't come out, you know how it goes, and stop them. So you're blowing a shofar, it doesn't work. So maybe we make a bracha after blowing shofar, just because we don't want to be over, and we don't want to, maybe it won't work out. If so, even shita and mila, you shouldn't make a bracha beforehand, because maybe the shita won't work, maybe the mila won't be good. If you're telling me we're worried that you might not make a good job of it, so then even shita and mila would be the same problem. And you see, shita you definitely do beforehand. Really do beforehand. So who had the tkiah shofar? We should make the bracha before we blow. El Amar Chista says, Chista, you're right. Chut min atvila bilvav. You're right. When you say that you make a bracha. The exception to the rule, is not tkiah shofar. Tkiah shofar, make a bracha beforehand. Only tvila. Tvila is the only exception to the rule. Tvila, you make a bracha after dipping. Why? Why do you make a bracha after dipping by tefillah? Says Rabbi Yanke, because beforehand you're not chazi. Beforehand you weren't rowing. Beforehand you weren't not in to make the bracha. It wasn't fit to make a bracha. Why were you not fit to make the bracha beforehand?
You're a balkari.
We're going to see. Machlekes Rashi says, why you're not fit to make the bracha beforehand? And so, Elam Achis, the Chutzman, Atfila, Belvat, Itzna. The only exception to the rule is Tvila. Ski is safe, don't make a bracha before him, but Tvila not. Tani Amahochi. You have a right to Mamish Laila. Toval, Va'ola, Va'ola. He toiled and he went up, meaning he came out of the mikveh. But Ali also, when he came out of the mikveh, I'm the Toch, Ashek, the son of him, Tzitzov, Vitzivan, Alatzvi. So you make the bracha after the Tvila and the Chorus and not before. So here we have an interesting machlik of Rashi Tesis. Why? Well, what type of mikveh, what type of tefillah are we talking about? So Rashi, like Bernard said, the kati gavale chozi. See where we are, basically halfway down the page, Rashi. The kati. The kati gavale chozi. You're going to tefillah is bali keri. Tefillah is bali keri. Now, locha is the bali keri is not allowed to make brachas. The camel on the brachas, it says in the second brachas, shall also be the vitayah. Of a bracha. Now, Balkari, his altar is forbidden to say, to learn. And it's forbidden for him to say bracha. So Ezra tikkun tefillah Balkari, because Ezra was mitakken tefillah for all Balkari. There's a vitayah that they're not allowed to learn before they do evil. Meshum, that was the tikkun of Ezra. So it says Rashi, that's what we mean here. You couldn't make the bracha, because Ezra is a sakim, that you're not allowed to make a bracha then. So since you're not allowed to make a bracha then, you make it after different. Say that. That's just I'll carry. What about the other tefillahs? What about tefillah of somebody who is an Izzah? An Isha is an Izzah. She's not about carrying. So when does she make the bracha? Does she make the bracha before or after tefillah? Says Rashi Chiddush. Because of the tefillah of Abal Keri, tikkun b'chol ha-tefillah is b'chotan ha-tefillah. When it's back in with all tefillahs, you make a bracha after it. As you make the klal. Since when you, Abal Keri can't make a bracha beforehand, so therefore, chazal and tzak with all tefillahs, you make a bracha after it. Therefore, that's where it comes from. And Isha is a nidah. Goes to the mikveh, you make a bracha after dipping, becomes a rashi, because you're ready, because we made the blanket rule. All three lives you do after.
Right,
okay,
well,
let's see. The
second rashi, which it comes out like a gemara
suggests.
Not, yeah. Say
again?
He doesn't make it as she comes out like the gemara was suggesting. She makes it in the actual mikveh.
Right, that's what I'm meaning is, yeah. Yeah, why did the Gemara say that you do it when you come out? Because the Gemara says that the Ramal sneers of talking about a man, and when he makes the bracha, he'll be seeing his over.
It might be better for him to remain in the water and cover himself with the water.
Cover himself with his arms.
Yeah,
the same way a woman does.
Yeah, because when he comes out, you know, until he gets dressed and puts a towel around him, he still can't make a bracha. And if he goes into a regular tantrum, maybe he's going to make a bracha there. Unless they talk about
That's what the Gemara says, because of problems of liberate the oval. If the water is dirty and you can cover himself between the lave and the oval, you'd be right. Fine. Okay, let's see places. Allah Tzvira.
What question what it says? Being in a different medium, like being in water, that
is,
if it's clear, clean water, that doesn't help because it's so
clear. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Allah Tzvila. Allah Tzvila. Faces. Allah Tzvila.
When we talk about, because water is clear, if you have a stuck of clear water using plastic or whatever it is, it's clear see-through, that can still consider the wall, right?
Yeah.
But
it's just not called.
But yeah,
you can still see an error. Allah Tzvila, thesis. Allah Tzvila is the second last thesis of the page. And Avinu Chanan of Hashem HaGoyim. Avinu Chanan says in the name of the Goyim. Which Goyim?
Reb Hai Goyim, one of those Goyim.
Right, not the building Goyim, right.
If
I go in, doesn't say which one, but yeah, Nitzim go in. So Davka Betzvila's gift. This halacha that you make a bracha beforehand is specifically referring to Tzvila's ger. Not even like Rashi said. It's specifically referring to Tzvila's ger. He is not roy to make the bracha before the tefillah. Why? He can't say Hashem the Shonu be mitzvahs of vitzivonu. Ta'akati goyu. He's ready. He's still a goy. He can't make vitzivonu because he's a goy. And therefore he makes a bracha afterwards. Now he's already easy. He can make a bracha. Aval shachi chay vitzvila. Aval chay vitzvila. Keep going about keri. Kochi yaitzi boy. Mutter the voice. Even a Valkyrie says Rashi, should say this. Even a Valkyrie can make a bracha. How can that be? Rashi said clearly, the Gemara said the Valkyrie is not allowed to make a bracha. So what happens? They just saying he can. What's the machlokes here? I said the Valkyrie, our Gemara is talking about Valkyrie. So it's based on the Gemara in bracha. So the Amin and Vayim Yishamayse, like it says in the Gemara there, in brachas, Nog alma kitlosasami. The minig of the world is like Kirib Yuda and Valkyri. You pass in Arib Yuda and Beseya and Valkyri, Sheyocha le Spalel ulevorich belil moed koidun Tvila. You are allowed to say brachas before Tvila. Even though Ezra was mistaken, not like that. And the Maisa, Nog alma like Kirib Yuda and Beseya. The Valkyrie is allowed to daven and is allowed to learn. And therefore, even by Valkyrie, you make a bracha before you dip in. Rashi said the Gemara is talking about Valkyrie and talking about the Tekonis Ezra. Says, I know that it's Tekonis Ezra, but it might be Minigoidim. It's not like that. Minigoidim, if you do make brachas when you're Valkyrie, you do not say when you're Valkyrie. Therefore, before going to mikveh, you jolly well make a bracha before you go to mikveh. So what is the Gemara talking about? And the Gemara says you make a bracha beforehand. Which type of mikveh are we make a bracha afterwards? Which type of dipping are we talking about? The teres we're talking about a ger. And a ger can't make a bracha before. Sounds very much as the machlekes Rashi Tosfos here. How many machlekes then can we see between Rashi and Tosfos?
So they just
it's
be talking about the
league.
Different stages of the Gemara?
That's one machlekes. Are we talking about Valkyrie or not Valkyrie? That's one machlekes. Right? They're actually saying they were talking about before Tekonis Ezra was, when Tekonis Ezra was still applicable and places the same now. But there's another very fundamental machlekes.
Well, we say low clothes.
Because Rashi says all the other people must travel because of a Valkyrie and must make the bracha afterwards. This process is not true. Only the ger that makes it. Only the ger makes it. Right. Everyone else makes it before.
Right. Rashi has a low plug that Tosfos doesn't have.
Were you able to hear me?
Sorry, we have online. Bernard and Motcha are pointing at a very, very fundamental machlik between the two. Rashi says, the Gemara is talking about Valkyrie, but once it says Valkyrie, then there's a late look. And every person who dips in the mikveh, has to make a bracha. And Ishtar, let's say, Nidah, make a bracha afterwards. Why? Because of Valkyrie. So when the Gemara says Chutzman HaTvila, the Gemara meant every Tvila. Every Tvila make a bracha afterwards. Why? Because Valkyrie you make a bracha afterwards because you can't make a bracha beforehand. And then we made the late look to say everything. I think in Thaisa it says, only Gayim. That's what it's talking about. Only Gayim. We don't make any late looks.
Right.
So there's another machlokes. Rashi and Tosfos learn, do we make a late look?
There's no need to. There's no need to make a look. You're going to change the rules because of the minority, you know, the small, you know, like a fraction of the population, you know, is a goy?
Very good. I'm sure saying it could be connected. Could be connected. I mean, Rashi learned this because of Valkyrie. So then, there's lots of people are Valkyrie, and therefore we make a low plug to include all types of tefillahs. And so, ancient places, we learn that the Gemara is only referring to Ger, which is an odd chance. There's no reason to make a low plug on all of Klal Yisrael because of a Ger. Very nice. Very nice, Yeshua. You hear Bernard his chiddush?
Yeah.
You hear what Yeshua is saying?
Yeah,
nice chiddush.
Very good.
From Bernard. It's a very nice filling. So we'll see how this keeps going. Beautiful. Isn't that beautiful?
So just a thought.
How come
Valkyrie don't make a brocha anymore today?
Because it's not like it's then. We can't find you the member say that you do. But you see, don't make a brocha of going to mitzvah.
Yeah. We don't see a Valkyrie.
Because we don't have to invite anymore. Now we just go to mikvah kedusha, but there's no Indian of tumah v'taya, so therefore there's no bracha before him.
Although Rashi is talking about a case of making a bracha.
Rashi's talking about the Gemara of Valkeri. So when they used to have to go to mikvah al pi ikka locha, they would make a bracha on it. And they would make the bracha afterwards. And nowadays we don't, for learning you'll have to learn without tefillah. We've got to have you the same. You'll have to learn without tefillah. For some of the time we don't have. There's no Indian bracha.
Yeah.
There's an Indian, but you don't make a bracha on an Indian. Aval v'kein, oi meri, te'in li goi v'noshim shemavol chalit achat tefillah. Don't shout at women that make brachas after the tefillah. It's negative to Gemara. The Gemara says, chutz min ha-tfila, and dafka tfila of a ger. So why are these women making bracha after tfila? Kiven, te ikka tfila's ger, te lo imal tila voeh, since we find that the tfila's ger, that they can't make a bracha until afterwards, lo ichil tu. Chazal didn't make a chil. He's also saying, although he's saying maybe it wouldn't have been like a chil of such a mahalach, that women that do it, if there is such a custom, one should not shout at the women because we make a loaf plug. We make a loaf plug. Even in this case, you make a loaf plug. The chain benetilis yadayim loy tilku. Benetilis shal acha beisa kise. De loy matkinam of our creed. He says, also benetilis yadayim. When we wash our hands for bread, so when do we make a bracha al netilis yadayim?
After we wash, before we dry.
Yeah, why after washing? Why not beforehand?
Because the basic
this is very difficult. It's very difficult because for washing for your hands for bread, you don't have to make brachas beforehand. So why not make a bracha beforehand? The sensation is there'll be a case when you can't. What's the case after the bathroom? When you're after the bathroom, you touch the mafim matunah, you're not allowed to make brachas. If you touch the mafim matunah, you can't make a bracha. And therefore, you'd have to wash hands first and then tell the Nefilat Yadayim. Therefore, we made the Gzeira, a loaf blood, every Nefilat Yadayim we make a bracha afterwards and not before. That's how we do it. So they say this, so what I did by Tzvilah, women also don't shout at them. It sounds from places very strongly like Rabbi Shua was pointing out beforehand. If you aren't places, what would you do by Tzvilah? No, Tzvilah should make a bracha beforehand. What do you do by Netila? Mashma Fetzis, you say Netila afterwards. So what's the chiluk? Netila is a diamond maker like plug and not by Tvila. So what I'm sure to say earlier is very good smack. So by Netila is a diamond, Jesus can understand the maker like plug. Because it's very relevant for many members of Klal Yisrael. This child, it might happen. Go to the bathroom. The Rosh says in the morning you wake up, you've touched the mock and the tunnel. So it's very, very relevant this child. And therefore like plug, we said all brachas. Of Matilda today, and you make a bracha after washing your hands. I'm seeing like Tfila Tzaitis wasn't so excited about it. He just says, if women do it, loy liga ben, don't shout at them. He wasn't so excited about it. He says, yes, I give a sure thing. Because Be'etzem, by the vast swathes of Klal Yisrael, never negir. They always make a bracha beforehand. It just happens to be there's a game who don't. So who says you say loy plug then? Who says you say loy plug then? Not mukhash. If a woman does make a bracha afterwards, yeah, don't yell at her. No need to throw them oranges. That's about the, yeah. Masvenke in the Tzitzis Yadayim. That is how we do. Miu. Says the Miu ben Atila. The truth is by Atila is another reason. Yesh tam acher levorach acher Atila. Kodem Negev. It's actually another reason why we make a bracha after the Atila and before drying it. Before drying your hands, you know why? Because Amina on her oich on lechem below niggles, you're dying. Somebody eats bread without drying his hands. Ki ilo oich on lechem tomi. It's as if he ate lechem tomi. So the drying of your hands is very important. It's to do with the mitzvah. To do with the mitzvah. Why? Because if your hands, you have to know a bit of help of Tuesday dying here. But really, when you wash your hands, you've washed your hands, you've been metahe your hands are not pure, but your hands still have that water which is tomei on it. If you eat the bread now, then that tomei water is going on the bread. And therefore you dry your hands to remove the tomei water, and that way the bread won't become tomei. So therefore, then if giva say that, the drying of the hands is really important, it's connected to the mitzvah. And therefore, says, that's another reason why you make a bracha after Natila and before Nigul. It is still over Lissiyotam. It's going on the Nigul. It's still over Lissiyotam. Yesh Mefalshim. Some say it's different shots. The Bechol Tfila is Kama. When this Gemara says Chutz Lina Tfila, it didn't mean Chutz Lina Tfila to Ger. It meant Chutz Lina every Tfila. Every Tfila you don't make a bracha before. Why? Why? What should be the reason? The taste is the koydam sheyered lamayim. The koydam sheyered lamayim ain't a tzorach levarach. He can't make the bracha. That says the loss ain't a tzorach levarach. He does not need to make the bracha. That's all fact, the reasonable seat. He can't make the bracha. Why? Dilma mishum bisutza demaya mimna feitzovu. It's very scary. Tip yourself into a mikveh. The mikvehs of those days weren't exactly the most clean of things. It could be crocodiles inside them. I don't know what else is in them. It could be very scary water. So Mela, people were scared. Pasha was scared to go in. So if you make a bracha before you go in and then you get the, I'll be petrified. So I won't go in. Therefore, it'll end up being a bracha matzalah. The chazal, therefore, when stuck in, you should make the bracha only once you're ready, gone in or gone out, right? After you've gone in already, you said, so you're not scared anymore, you got used to the water, you're not scared. So there's no more risk of fear. There's still another problem. Also, Orum, he's then, Orum, also the voice. Now I have to make a bracha, which is deliberate ever. Therefore, we're stuck and you only make a bracha after you've already left. Have you ever make a bracha after you've
been there?
You're scared.
After you've left, can you do it if the water is murky? Can you do it while you're in the water?
Yeah, if the water is murky and then you've got a good mechatitza between your leave and your erva, yeah. That's that. Yeah, all the mikvahs are so dirty, it lay there. But that's why I wasn't done beforehand, that is. I wasn't done beforehand because we're too scared, too petrified. That is actually the end of the sugya.
What exactly is the opinion of Liba Roas Ta'erva? What exactly does that mean?
The bracha you see a mockin. It says you're not going to have a Kodesh. There's two Isfirim. One is there has to be Machalek with Kodesh. There's another Isfirim before us. It says you mustn't see a Dova Erva when you make a bracha.
No, but what does it mean, the Liba? Like your chest is going to see it? And if you wear, if there's a garment, then your chest really doesn't see it? Like, how does that, what does that mean exactly?
That chest seeing the erva means that there's no difference between your chest and your erva. They are all one long area. So by saying, making a machitza between them, a machitza, obviously your chest doesn't see anything, right? It means it's all together with it. Once you make a machitza, it's not together with it. You still mustn't see him, so you can close your eyes or look the other way, but your chest, another dinner, liver goes over. Okay, so this is basically the end of the sugya on all the brachas that we've learned. We started with what bracha to make, and then we moved on to the different spirits and the dinner of Ibn Siyasim. One of the kudah is worthwhile speaking out. We've seen already mentioned there in the Gemara. The Gemara says that when you go into the sukkah, you make a bracha, Leishev Vasukha. Now when do you make that bracha? When do you make that bracha? Do you make that bracha when you're already sitting down, or do you make a bracha only when before you sit down? The Rambam, Taskim, you make the bracha before you sit down. before you sit down in the sukkah, which fits in very nicely, because it says nichnas leishim, where you go in order to sit down, you make the bracha. So you make the bracha before you sit down. And the Rambam goes down the Shittas Rambam, you make the bracha before you sit down. Why? Why does the Rambam hold you make the bracha before you sit down in the sukkah? That's how Sfadim do it, more than Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Sukkah.
However, the Kiddush.
Kiddush on Friday night. Kiddush on Yom Tov night. You make a bracha before you sit down. So, says the Mordechai. Because of this reason, you have to make a bracha over the Siyasa. This is right. That's the reason why. the thing is, a lot of Rishonim are chelek on this. A lot of Rishonim hold that you make a bracha after you sit down. And there's different reasons given. That's why I think it's just kedai for us to, for already finishing up this sugya, just to speak out this akuda. There's different reasons given why you make a bracha after sitting down. One out of the Rambam learns that leishev, this is what Yossi was saying when we learned in Shir, leishev doesn't mean literally to sit. Leishev means to reside in the sukkah. And therefore, standing, sitting is not enough for a minute. It's before you reside in the sukkah. Therefore, the word leishev doesn't mean to sit the floor. So therefore, he disagrees on the Rambam. The Rambam says you have to make a bracha before you sit down, because you're about to be leishev, so you make the bracha, then you sit down. The Rambam says leishev never meant that. The Rambam doesn't speak out, though, so why do you make a bracha after you sat down? He disagrees with the Rambam, but the still is in there, you have to do it over the yosef. So here we have the machlokes. Instant machlokes, why you make a bracha before, after you sat down? The Rosh learns that it's like Shur said yesterday, the Ikya Mitzvah Sukkah is eating. That's the Ikya Mitzvah Sukkah, so I mean, the Ikya Mitzvah Sukkah is eating. Therefore, we make a bracha immediately before you start your meal. Immediately before you start your meal, you make a bracha. Therefore, you sit down. You then say leish, and then you drink. So it should be as close to the eating as possible. That's a mahalach between the machlekes Rambam and Rosh. When do you make the bracha? And that's brought down to the Ramal Pasim Tan Rosh. You make a bracha after you sat down already. Why? So we said one shot. Because of the Rambam, what's trying leishay means to sit. So you have to make a bracha before you sit. And according to the Rosh, what's trying leishay? No, to live. So why do you make a bracha only after you sat down? Because another Indian, the ikum is the sukkah, you mekayim, how did they eating? Therefore you should make the leishev as soon as you can before you eat. That's the mahalach of the Rosh. And that's the minhag Ashkenazim, right? There's another mahalach, which the Ritzvan al-Sugya says, and the Ritzvan al-Sugya says that a chiddush, any mitzvah, which is a continuous mitzvah, there's no inyan of making a bracha beforehand. You can make the bracha afterwards. Any mitzvah which is continuous, over the siyasas only, like we once mentioned, if you finish the mitzvah, you can't make the bracha. If the mitzvah continues, you can make the bracha even afterwards. Even in the middle of it, yeah. That's the ritual. There's no inyan to making a bracha as soon as you walk in. You can sit down, make yourself comfortable, and then make the bracha, because since it's important you turn the kudah. Ovelus yosam doesn't mean that you need to do it beforehand. Ovelus yosam means it shouldn't be said afterwards. And since this mitzvah carries on, you can make a bracha in the middle of it. Yeah.
You can walk in and walk out and then not come back again. But once you sat, then so that's why maybe he's saying that because it's an expression of, this is my mahalach, it's not what it is. So
yes.
It's just being a temporary, in and out kind of
thing. Yeah, you could certainly say that in the Rambam. Certainly could say, and our people say that in the Rambam. I mean, to come to the Rambam, it could be bimatkin, that leishev could mean to stand. Bimatkin, but the ikkah mitzvah is to make yourself sitting down. And therefore, before you do that, you should. I can't find it right now, here we are, found it now. So, Shulchan Aruch and Sofrish Mem Gimel Siv Beis. That's where he brought down this Machlokes, Rambam and Ravid. And Rambam and Rosh. The Rambam make a bracha while standing, and then you sit down. And the Shaitzim brings down there an interesting machlokes. What would be if a person's not eating, sitting down, only standing? What would you make a bracha leishah b'sukkah? He's eating, standing up. So he says, I did. According to the Rosh, of course you make a bracha before you eat, because leishah means to be in the sukkah, and you're eating, standing up. According to the Rambam, it depends how you learn. If you learn Shas in the Rambam, means you learn that leishah means sitting, which is like Rishon understood in the Rambam, and they come to argue with him. So then, he wouldn't make a bracha leishah. But if it's not shame, you can't eat. Because you can't eat without making a bracha leishah b'sukkah. So you'd have to sit down. You wouldn't be allowed to eat standing up. Because to eat standing up, you can't make a bracha leishah. Because leishah means to sit. And to eat without a bracha is also wrong. You can't eat in a sukkah without a bracha. Therefore, you'd have to sit down and bring it up. Right.
But
they
also
eat
as well.
Right. That's a bach. In my chumah, any of the lavar chlisha b'sukkah l'da'as haramba. V'lechol b'li bracha, gam kein einu shoy. V'alkein mucha chlisha v'lavarich. You'd have to force himself to sit down. How would you have a case where an obligated to sit in the sukkah specifically? A guy that wants to eat. And you can't make a bracha leishah b'sukkah if leishah means to sit. So you're stuck. But he brings down the Talmud, holds more like a Yak Min Tzur thing, that even the Rambam's maskim that leishah means being in the sukkah. But the other ikkah is to sit. The ikkah means is when you sit down. And therefore you make a bracha before you sit down. He's also asking if you're not going to sit down, you're eating standing up. You'd make a bracha standing. So the sikkum, what we've had here, we had kol bracha is vachem over the tiyosam. We had an exception of tvila, an exception of the tisidayim. Tisus brings down the tisidayim. Why did the gemara not bring that exception? Not the chutz and tvila. Why did the gemara not bring chutz and tisidayim? Could be because Tisus said the second teret. That by Nitzitzi Tzidayim is also called Over Tziyotam because you're drying your hands afterwards. Therefore it is Over Tziyotam, so he didn't bring that down. Could be. So Mela, the Gemara only said Tvila. And Tvila, we saw as Machlek is talking about Tvila is a Valkyrie and the Mela, everything. Or it means Ger, and really only the Ger. But if women have such a minig, to Tzidol, make the Bok afterwards, Ein Ligo Ibrahim. That was the government of Nitzitzi Tzidayim. Then we saw now Machlekes Rabba Menos regarding Yeshiva B'Sukkah. According to the Rosh, from the Rabba Mleishim, at least the way the Rishayim understand Rabba Mleishim meant Leishim to sit, and then we make a bracha before you sit. According to the Rosh, Leishim just means to reside in the Sukkah, and the Ikka residing in the Sukkah is when you eat, and then we make a bracha just before you eat. And the Ritva told us, the Ikka mitzvah is to reside in the Sukkah, and doesn't matter that you're already sitting in the sukkah and only then making the bracha afterwards, because kol bracha is bracha over tiyosam means as long as you're still involved in the mitzvah you can make it. After you've done the mitzvah you can't make it. As long as you're involved in the mitzvah you can make it. So that's the sukkah, that's the sikkum of the sukkah. But we're going on after that, now we're starting back in B'dikas Sonnet. Back, finally we're going back to B'dikas Sonnet. Now getting into really the halachas of how to do B'dikah. And where do you need to do Bidika? So half of the Bidika is the first sukkah from these two dots, which is going to take us really until to the next onwards, halfway down the next onwards.
Those two dots?
Yeah, halfway down the next onwards. This next half of the sukkah is talking about half of the Bidika, meaning with candles, what light do you can you use? Can you use the sun? Can you use a Havdalah candle? All that to sukkah here, which takes us till the Chetam of the two dots. And afterwards it tells us the next sugya is where to look. That's the next sugya, and that will take us to the next onwards in a bit. So that's our avoid of the time being. So we have to start a new sugya Yetzirah tomorrow. What's tomorrow? Thursday. Yetzirah tomorrow we'll start a new sugya from the Ohan there. Till the two dots and the Chetzim on that. I'll give you time to start preparing for it. Okay, you should have a very good Hanukkah. May the most the 97th night. Almost there. Almost finished already. Wow.
Rabbi, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Nada, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear too.
Can you hear?
Okay. I showed up later. Is Avraham in the room?
No.
We had a question from yesterday. When the Tosfos says that there's a concern, they didn't let a person make a bracha going into the mikvah because they're afraid, because if they were checking out before they go in the mikvah. How is that different than by the case of shrita or shofar? They weren't concerned about a takala or doing the shkita wrong, you can still make the bracha first. But in this case of being scared before going in the mikvah, they said don't make the bracha first.
We're not worried that if you do the mitzvah, they won't turn out well. That we're not worried about. If you do the mitzvah, then there's no reason to assume it won't turn out well. But we are worried that you won't do the mitzvah at all. We are worried that you won't even get into the water because you'll be too scared.
The mitzvah won't work out. The mitzvah won't work out. There'll be a problem.
That we're not worried about. That we're not unconcerned about. Aren't you involved in shkita? So, because I'll do the shkita. Maybe it won't work out. That's the normal thing to do. Maybe it won't work out. Doesn't matter. Because I'll tell me to do mitzvah shkita and I'll make a bracha on it. That's the end game. But maybe you won't even start it. That we are worried about. You're going to come to the mikveh and you won't even start, you won't even go into the mikveh. I mean, do we have to worry about if the person goes to the mikveh that maybe he'll have a finger sticking out of the mikveh and won't do a good job? No, there's no reason to assume such a thing. If you're doing the mitzvah, you'll do the mitzvah. That's in game. We do have to be concerned that maybe Bechlal won't do the mitzvah.
Okay. Thank you, Rabbi.
Ben, have a good Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.